You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
Yes, we are featuring XV, as always. I'm Brian Kilby. And this is Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show, one of the world's first podcasts, and something that is kind of awesome from week to week. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Back me up. Gonna show some energy. I'm jacked up, by the way. Jacked up on caffeine. Yeah! So, yeah, this is the new sort of later start time for Radio Free Cybertron if you're watching live. If you're not, it's like, what the heck is he talking about? But so we're starting again, 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific. It gives our Pacific fans a chance to get home a little quickly to watch the show. And it gives me a chance. Yeah, I know that didn't make any sense, XV. And it gives me a chance to get some exercise done before the show. If I made any sense, it wouldn't be Radio Free Cybertron.
He's right.
It's very true. It's very true. So Rob this week is eating some Jell-O. Is it good, Rob?
This is delightful.
Raspberry.
I'm not sure if it's just me, but I'm getting echoing over the Skype call from Peter and
that's
Rob.
That's because we're live in concert.
Is it me?
I'm not getting anything, so.
It's gone now. Hang on a second.
It's nope. The perils of live video podcasting. I think we're good. I think we're good.
It sounds normal now. I think you might have bumped something.
You guys just keep it amongst yourselves.
I just mentioned it because I didn't know if it might be going out on the stream that way, too.
Probably not.
I heard it. I heard it, too, so I don't know what's going on.
Darn that sound wave.
That was awesome. I heard a little bit.
Darn that sound wave.
That was the door talking about it.
Yes. So, lots... Actually, I'm saying lots going on this week. Maybe not that much. There's no new episode. There's actually no reason to even watch this week.
Whoa.
Bye, everybody.
Whoa, no.
That is not right. I had Jell-O.
Yeah,
actually,
the possibility of Ender.
And I am wearing pants, okay? If that's not reason to watch the show.
I'm not, actually.
News.
I don't want to know.
What's the breaking news, Rob?
Oh, he's wearing pants. I mean, usually Zender is free as a bird. Man, you better hope a duck or nothing doesn't come in there. You'll snap that thing right up.
Yeah, it's a little cold in here today, so.
Okay, I bet. Lots going on in the news. We also have we're debuting a new segment this week, Crave Corner. So we're partnering with Crave.com to tell you what's the hottest items of the week and share some information. It's pretty cool. So Rob and I did that yesterday. We'll share that later on. Also, the Wiki Spotlight and all the normal stuff. We are short one JD and short one John DeLuna this week, but we will make it without them.
Well, we can do it. It's all up to us. Okay.
We'll struggle through.
Yes. So Hasbro Toy Shop begins pre-orders for early Dark of the Moon toys. Expected ship on or by June 20th, even though they'll be everywhere in about 3 weeks. So,
but you might be able to
find if you live somewhere where there's not like a Walmart within 15 minutes, which I'm not sure such a place actually still exists.
Anymore in the U.S.,
Well, you got to stop and think about the logistics of the nation right now. Gas is like $4 a gallon, and Walmart's not always pleasant to go into.
Actually, Walmart's basically never pleasant to go into.
Exactly. It's like, it's like...
Have you seen people of Walmart.com? All the pictures are from the Walmart in my town.
The one you work at.
Yes.
It's like, wow, it's like a whole town of sloth from the Goonies. It's in one place.
This whole town loves Chunk.
Yeah. Well, that's only if you run into Walmart at, 5:30 in the morning. That's when you run into the Hot Wheels people.
Not in the ATL.
We're being podcast bombed from Amy's camera.
Florida. At Disney World.
Yeah, Florida's Walmart was a little frightening there, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Do you mind if my shop quit pushing me over?
Oh, heads up, guys. It's one of you. I don't know who. It doesn't matter, but one of you needs to pretend to be JD, and one needs to pretend to be John. I will let you settle that amongst yourselves.
Well, I already called being JD.
Damn, okay. I'll have to read the chat.
Okay, go ahead, Rob. Do that.
I will not be accurate.
That's fine.
Even better.
So, okay, so some stores are actually reportedly beginning to break street dates, scattered targets, and even more stores in Canada. So if you really want a crappy toy that you'll be able to find in mass,
well,
in a couple
A couple of the things that were mentioned specifically were the leader Bumblebee and Sentinel Prime.
Is Bumblebee? Does Bumblebee look good?
Yeah.
Does it look bad?
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. It's just another Bumblebee, so it's kind of hard to get excited.
There's some toys that look great. I mean, like Megatron looks fantastic. Admittedly, yeah. Sentinel Prime looks pretty good, but you know, and some of the MechTech toys, but
of course, Leader Ironhide, we all concluded looked great.
Leader Ironhide looks amazing.
But I think that's a couple waves on yet.
Yeah, but I expect that the first wave of toys will be plentiful, and there's probably no reason to pay a markup for them.
There's one Dark of the Moon merchandise you can get anywhere, and that's Ring Pops.
I've not seen those.
You have to actually just shovel around the Ring Pops box at your local Walmart or gas station, and they're just randomly mixed in there, and they taste quite good. Hmm. I've got like 50 of them over here.
Actually, Rob, what you should do right now is go break all of them open and wear them all on your fingers at once.
What do you think I did at Walmart? This is a wrapper. What's up, bitches?
Actually, I do have to say, since Easter just passed this past Sunday, I did stock up on Cadbury eggs.
Ah, nice.
Yes.
You know what the part is? I had purchased some Cadbury eggs, and they decided to stay in my fridge for about 3 years.
Nice.
That's fine.
And then I ate one, and it tasted awesome. It tasted just...
Yeah. Well,
to cry out.
Chocolate doesn't really break down like that, especially if it's in a refrigerator.
And the fondant probably doesn't either.
It'll get stale, but it won't go bad.
I still have chocolate from BotCon.
Chocolate tend to leak oil after a while, though. It's like this clear stuff starts coming out.
Yeah, the fondant will separate into its major components.
Into its constituent sugars. Its fondant is basically made of sugar and nothing but.
It's just Play-Doh sugar.
It's just hardened sugar.
Yeah. Except it tastes good.
I think there's a little vegetable oil mixed into it to make it...
Just cut it.
Kim is not here at the moment, otherwise she could tell us, because she makes a batch of fondant at least once a week.
Awesome.
She loves baking.
Mm. That's also awesome.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason I've gained like 70 pounds since getting married.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody do that, though?
Yes.
And just as fun as a cavity wrapped in tinfoil.
That's exactly what it is. Miss Ender. Okay, so we have Dark Moon exclusives for Target and Walmart, which the repainted Sideswipe is a Walmart exclusive, so it's not going to be limited to Canada, to Japan.
Right. The I think what it's going to be is the Japanese release of that Deco is going to be a limited edition.
Probably. Or it's limited to that site that stole a case.
Same difference. I read a headline to that effect, but I didn't have time to actually dig any deeper into it. What's really important with these exclusives, though, is that Target, among its same character recolors that you don't really care about, they're getting a recolored Terra Dive as Space Case.
That is awesome.
That is
good
awesome.
Good news.
Of course,
good
since
mold,
it is
good
since
choice.
It's one out of four toys in an exclusives case, you will have... some competition in getting one.
Yeah, great toy, character.
Target's around here, man. Those exclusives hit clearance pretty fast.
Yeah, so that's true. That may have sense. I think that's a trend with all Targets, though, honestly.
Yeah. And you know, with that Sideswipe, you can get one off the bat and then wait and get the rest for a quarter each couple of months later.
What Target is also getting, I believe it's Target, is a solid pack case of the deluxe Dark of the Moon Optimus Prime toy as an exclusive.
Why? It's getting what? A specific Optimus Prime as an exclusive?
Yeah.
Which one?
The deluxe.
Oh.
That's an interesting choice.
Obviously, it's either Target or Walmart, but I think it's Target that's going
to
get that.
A deluxe Optimus Prime is the one I'm probably least likely to buy.
Probably gonna get that because I have a deluxe Optimus Prime from every other line.
That makes sense because you know it's gonna deluxes get repainted more than anything else, so Sure. The first batch of them will be target only.
Well, that, you guys, and, you know, they can stick a different mech tech weapon on it for the general retail release or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the target version could just have, I don't know, a booger in the package.
A booger in the package.
Well, for the first movie, didn't the RoboVision version of the Voyager Optimus come out at Target first, and then, you know, then everybody else got the regular Voyager?
Yeah, the 50 billion other ones came out shortly after.
Well, somebody on Allspark actually sat down and counted it all up. Since 1984, the G1 version of Optimus Prime has gotten around 75 toys.
Oh my god.
Like normal toys, not including merchandise stuff, like statues. But since the movie came out, the movie version of Optimus Prime has gotten the same number of toys.
That's not surprising, honestly.
No.
No, wow. But you kind of get sick of Optimus Primes after a while, don't you?
Not either.
What do you think? He just keeps coming.
Just think, all those had to go to someone's home.
Yeah, or a Big Lots somewhere.
Well, even if they went to a Big Lots or a Ross somewhere, eventually they still went to someone's home. Then they went for full price.
Speaking of Ross, look what I picked up this last weekend. Okay.
Peter, settle down.
Peter.
I'm sorry.
Awesome. Love it. $15. Best $15 ever.
What is it? Oh, the
what is it?
Sand serpent. Viper sand something? Serpent, whatever. Yeah. The sand snake thing. Yeah.
I love it because it's $15.
She'll
bucks
be
and it was
trouser
canceled.
Snake at Ross.
You keep your fan snake on your side of the chat, sir.
But you know, it's not a great toy, but it was canceled, and it was $15 at Ross, so there you go.
Yeah, actually, wasn't Ross the first place anybody even saw the packaging for it?
I think so.
That's actually kind of cool and weird all at once.
I appreciate that, you know, the breaking place for toys that's really hard to find is the same place you get weirdly colored Nikes for $12.
Triplet in the chat says he wants one. When we go to town this weekend, we'll look for one. We'll go to a Ross that I didn't pick through.
Look at all these Snuggies. Oh, a toy.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
Like 50 bottles of Jakar, Noor, and Cobra Viper.
Sweet. Okay, moving ahead in the news. So there's a huge ship that's going to pop up in Revenge of the Fallen. Let me pull up the picture of that.
Show like a fleet of ships hanging around the skies in the city?
Yeah.
But so, crap.
What is this, turning into Independence Day or something?
Yeah,
probably.
But this is a really high quality picture of it.
Yeah, it's nice looking. It just is like, is that a big bug?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is an insectoid quality to a lot of the Transformers in the movie too.
Oh yeah, so definitely.
It's thematically appropriate, I guess.
It works. It's just you see that picture, and the first thing that popped in my mind was, wasn't that Men in Black, the cartoon?
Actually, like, you know, if the movie verse is one design paradigm, and like G1 is one design paradigm, like the Remetaverse, if there was a Remeta version of this, wouldn't it just be a flying shoebox?
No, it would be a giant purple griffin.
You know what to say about that.
I know what to say about that. I'm turning in a script to Hasbro. Here is my movie script. Starring Ravage.
So the biggest news of the week for me, personally, is the club-exclusive Cheetor and G2 Ramjet are up. Member's price for Cheetor is, what, $52, and $58 for Ramjet. So he's a little...
And according to the club's Twitter, I believe both are more than halfway sold through already.
Crap.
Yeah.
I need to fix that before the show ends.
So. Now, my question is, I mean... Does that mean that the demand is just so insanely high nowadays, or is it just that, you know...
They only made 12 of each.
Right. That's what I'm wondering. Are they tempering, you know, the ability for them to, like, not get sold out, because, you know, as you know, several years now, they sell them still, like, years and years, you know, past their exclusive year. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine just how much room that I feel bad for if they actually don't have a warehouse, whoever has to.
The warehouse is like at Brian Savage's house.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
warehouses are cheap, though, so it's not.
I think he has a storage building. If I remember correctly, he just, like, has a storage building.
You can build a warehouse on your property for a couple of $1,000.
I have two warehouses right now for that very purpose.
Depends on where he is, I guess.
He's in Texas.
Well, he's in Texas.
I would imagine the demand for G2 Ramjet is legitimately that high.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetor maybe too. It seems to be pretty popular. It doesn't grab me that well, but, you know.
Well, one, they probably made about 1,000 or so. And then let's also stop and remember something. The minute Fun Pub came into the picture is the minute all these other toy guys started buying up their exclusives. So it's like, it's not just the same group of us buying them. It's like this whole herd of people that's like looking through Lee's publications. Fun Pub is making new figures. Let's buy that. You know, they got a bigger audience pulling from them than it might have been another group. So it's not too hard to imagine that. You know,
but on the other hand, they still have Air Razors and Astro Trains on the club store for sale.
Wait, Astro Train is still for sale?
I bought them at first.
Holy crap. I've been wanting that for years.
That's one of my examples.
Yeah. I bought that right off the bat. And it's like, man, I could have waited. But the ones I do wait on, not so much.
Sell out.
Yep.
Better hurry, man. T2 Ramjet, all 12 of them are going to be gone in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll wait 2 years and find some dealer. 30?
Yeah, maybe.
They are expensive toys, though.
Yeah.
They are.
All those pain apps. I mean, just look at all those apps on Ramjet alone.
Yeah. And Ramjet has stickers, too.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But $98 for non-member? Holy smokes.
Well, you know, all the member stuff has the $40 membership price attached, because as soon as you buy something from the club store, one of the exclusives, you become a club member.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Well, and I just thought there was a markup if you weren't a club member, and they were just enticing you to do it. Saying, hey, you're an idiot if you don't sign up.
Understanding... Oh, really? I mean, I believe I read in the on their website that, you know, you buy one of the exclusives or you register for BotCon, and the non-member price you pay includes the cost of becoming a member.
Interesting. Okay.
Cool. I could be mistaken. I will fully admit that, but that's how I've understood it to work for the last few years.
Okay. So this in disappointing news, MP10 is a new Convoy mold.
I call it or what?
Yeah, and it's smaller, and it comes with a pilot or driver, whatever you want to say. It's and a trailer.
Oh,
well, that's why it costs $270.
And after the failure that was Masterpiece Rodimus,
how hard can it be to get a prime right? I mean,
they've only made 78 of them.
I don't want to sound like a fanboy, but they did such a great job the first time around. Can they really improve on it? The big problem with
what they're doing. They took one of those iGear faith commanders or faith leaders, whatever it is, and they reverse bootlegged it, and that's going to be
reverse bootlegged. That's fantastic.
Okay. This is why I'm on the show.
This is true. We probably should, even though the show's only been going on for about 20 minutes, we probably need to rush. We have a lot of stuff to get through. Shout announced a box set of Headmasters, Master Force, and Victory for $90 without dubs. No thank you. Sorry, Shout. Have a nice day. Yeah, not doing it.
I'm sure somebody somewhere might appreciate that, but it's not me.
Yeah, it's people I know that hang out at comic shops, and they talk about how awesome G1 was, but G1 would have been so much better if it was anime originally. Here you go.
Yeah.
There's also the people who... What?
Hmm? No, go ahead.
Okay, there's also the people who, no matter what quality it might be, they will never admit that a dub is superior to a subtitled anime.
Yeah.
Because, like, they can totally understand what's going on.
That's true, but it would... having the option for the... I would never, ever, ever recommend that the dubs be the only way to consume...
No, not at all. I mean, I have no problem with any anime having a subtitle track as well as a dub. I don't want subtitle only. I'll take dub only, because I don't really care that much about... exact accuracy, but yeah, I have no problem with
it. I'll be honest, I am a snob who prefers subs, and almost unless the dubs are just like terrible, like a Godzilla film, or in the case of the RTM1 dubs, the Omni Productions dubs,
superior dubs,
yeah, they're fantastically bad, and I love them for that. So
superior than the subs. This is the guy you've run into countless times. And it might be a different guy, but it's always the same guy, technically. He's kind of got like a tight shirt on, and he smells a little bit like the towel you really need to wash in the bathroom. And, you know, you run into him at the comic shop or in the toy aisle, and he's like, why do they only have this many Transformers in this game? Shut up. You're not even going to buy it anyway.
Yeah, true.
So, this is the guy that they're aiming to please who's not even going to buy it, but BitTorrent it. So,
you know what? You know what is coming on DVD that's worth talking? Challenge of the GoBots. I don't know why I want this so bad, but I do.
Yes. And you know what? Yes. Put that on Boomerang Hanna-Barbera.
Yes.
They might. I mean,
Leader One is freaking awesome. Leader One ain't no mini con, darn it. Actually, he is a mini con. He's awesome. But this Leader One is fantastic. Sorry, I love some GoBots.
Well, this isn't Shout releasing Challenge of the GoBots. This is being done by Paramount or someone.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Hanna-Barbera, they can release a archive copy of something that came out. But, like, broadcasting makes it also an existing product. And, you know, with Bandai and Machine Robo and a cartoon going over there, and, you know, they have the GoBots cartoon trademarked as Machine Robo in Japan. So that's where Bandai has the upper hand, saying no until they get their stuff. So I think at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? Let's just rear. Yeah, more Scooby-Doo reruns in. You guys want to see Dexter's Lab, right?
Does Boomerang actually still show old Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, between episodes of Powerpuff Girls and Pokemon.
They still play Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, Boomerang pretty much jumped a shark on the classic cartoon thing. They're like, hey, if you like Cartoon Network, you'll love Boomerang.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing that happened to Nick at Night and then TV Land years later, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You can only show the same old shows for so long before... Okay, I've seen this 20 times already. I'm not going to watch it anymore.
Honest to God, though, I really, really, really would love to have a My Three Sons DVD box set.
Yeah.
For Bub.
And we watch Good Times every morning at work, so I don't know, dude.
Yeah. So, Figure King 159 reveals a Dark of the Moon RC, which is a Chromia recolor, and Air Raid, which is a Revenge of the Fallen Thrust recolor. They're Japanese exclusive. Yay.
Yeah, I really want that Air Raid.
Well, you'll be paying a little more for it now.
Yeah.
No, I won't, because I won't be buying it.
Or yeah. That.
Yeah, it's like, I really want that. I'm not spending $50 on it.
So, somebody explain this to me. Takara has a gold and silver chrome mech tech weapons campaign.
It's like the Target Master Power Core Combiner mini-cons. You buy so much worth of Dark of the Moon product or whatever, and you get a chrome mech tech weapon.
Didn't they do something like this with the Energon weapons?
Well, sort of, except I believe those Energon weapons were actually attached to the packages rather than something handed out at the stores.
Still want it.
Also, it didn't have something that could flake off on something that moves.
Right.
Mm.
Well, you know, the silver and the gold chrome is usually a little bit better than the colored chrome. Because
mm-hmm.
The color is a layer of transparent paint over it, so that's more likely to come off. Because, like, if you look at a transmetal rat trap that's losing its chrome, there's still the shiny layer underneath it. That's the actual vacuum metal.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's cases like Transmetal 2 Scourge where actually the chrome itself is coming off and you have the milky white plastic underneath it only.
Yeah.
Sad XV.
Yeah. Not my favorite.
We need to do something with that mold again just so we can have one that actually looks like it's supposed to.
But do you really like that mold?
Actually, yes. I actually do.
That's odd. I don't.
Sorry.
We'll live. Hey, Amy, what's going on in the comics realm this week?
Well, the only thing that's actually coming out this week is Transformers Dark of the Moon Foundation, issue number 3.
Uh-oh.
And what? Uh-oh about that.
Nothing. JD's not on. We're okay.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I just barely read it, so I liked it. It's working for me, so if you get a chance to get it, it's, you know, go ahead and read it. It's good. It's good stuff. And the art is really good, too, so I'm happy with it.
Cool. Is that it?
I wish I could tell you more. I'm still absorbing it, so it's like it gives just this, another bite of what's going on with between Optimus Prime and Megatron and who's in charge and why they have this falling out. They're not quite there yet with the falling out part, but yeah, it's going to fit perfectly in with Defiance. And so I know a lot of people have given it a little bit of criticism for the fact that they thought it was going to undo everything in Defiance. Actually, it's perfectly dancing all around the issues of Defiance and fitting itself right in between the cracks. So I'm really pleased with how they're doing it. So
cool.
How does it stack up to, say, Mad Magazine?
I love Mad Magazine.
I don't know. I haven't read Mad Magazine.
Ever?
Is that superior
back
comic?
In high school, it's been a long time since I've read Mad Magazine.
I have a subscription to Mad Magazine. I am proud to say.
Do?
Yes. It was
awesome.
$6.
Cool. Are you getting your money's worth out of that?
No. It's not bad, exactly. It's just, it's not what it was in, say, in the 80s.
Well, of course
let me
not.
Explain.
When William Gaines died, it just sort of went downhill. Sorry, Rob.
I'll explain the big difference. One's good. The other one's trans.
Oh, God.
Oh, Rob.
Both have a guy that just smiles and looks at the camera. One's Drift and one's Alfred E. Newman.
Nice.
The end.
But, Rob,
hey,
I will
Drift,
get...
How are you doing?
Rob,
don't worry, we got the wrong book.
If you want a subscription to Mad Magazine, I can hook you up.
You still print that, really?
Yes. It's comes out quarterly, I think, or bi-monthly.
Nice.
It's fantastic. Nice. Okay, cool.
I want to Cartoon Network.
Excellent. So, is that it? Is that it for comics this week?
That's pretty much it. I mean, I think it's going to come down to the point where we're going to only get like 2 per month. Next month will be really, really busy because we'll be getting lots of Movieverse stuff. So
cool. Very cool. Okay. Hey, Rob, it's time for you to pretend to be John.
Oh, okay. So, what's going on in the chat? Well, earlier, Trax 32 came in, and Diecast came up and told him to get the F out of here and shot him. And Ender was like, Ender said something sucked, but he would take Matt over IDW any day because he's got taste. And Don said Air Raid is actually a homage to the GoBot Heatwave, which he has kind of a point there, if you think
that's
about
actually,
it.
Yeah, I saw that. So that actually was said. And Ender did say he'd take Matt over IDW. See. Wow.
Yeah, and then there was the Great War of 5 minutes ago where I think we lost Cassius somewhere.
Aww.
Uh-oh.
And Chris Triplett's in the bathroom currently. exactly.
Can we cut to Chris to see what he's up to?
Oh, there he is. He has just came back. I hope he's washed his hands.
He'll be on New Soundwave, by the way, so we really do hope that he's washed his hands.
So there's a little bit of discussion about why do we need GoBot DVDs when we could have reboot DVDs, and
we do have reboot DVDs.
Well, Don's point was that's
you do,
the only
actually.
DVD, and I'm like, only DVD needs a copy of Green Jelly's Serial Killer.
Fantastic.
And that's what's going on in the chat right now. Next up, we're killing someone.
Yeah. Okay, so hey, we've got a few emails for the great BotCon hookup. It's so far going well. Only one voicemail, actually. It came from Don, so we're going to play Don, his voicemail here in a second. But we've had some comments like some people say that they have a room, but they're not quite sure yet if they want someone to room with. To catch you up, I'm not going to BotCon this year. I'm sorry. But I had planned to room with Headmaster Don, who's in the chat, HMRC forever. And that's fantastic, Rob. And so God, Rob, you completely threw. What is that? What is a pirate necklace?
It's a candy pirate necklace.
So in an effort, A, to help Don find a roommate, and B, help the fans out there, because I've been in the situation where I've needed to find a room at crunch time. So if you have a room or you need a roommate, email contact at tfradio.net or go to our most recent RFC YouTube posting to comment, reply to the video, send a voicemail, which is, what, 931-99-GOBOT?
Yes.
Sounds right.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and play Don's voicemail. So let's listen.
Hi, guys. It's Don.
How could you not want a room with him?
Calling from middle of nowhere, Virginia. Basically, we get sunshine piped in twice a week. Yay.
That's what the southernism.
Now, this is for RFC, of course. Just want to say thanks to Brian and the gal, y'all, for doing the BotCon hookup.
We want to hook this man up.
So if anyone out there is needing a room, I've got some rooms to Hilton. Music.
Oh,
also
yes.
Got some backup reservations at a place a little bit further down the road, a little bit cheaper, but if you got a car, that would be a problem. I had 3 reservations as of BotCon last year when it ended as far as covering the best, so I'm definitely ready to go. Anyway, guys, listen, great show. Always a lot of fun. Jokes are always funny, but when they're done live, it's just that something extra you just don't get.
Yes.
So anyway, guys, have a great show tonight. I may not be able to catch it. Again, thanks all for doing this BotCon hookup, and y'all guys have a good one.
We want to hook Don up at BotCon, so email contact at tfradio.net, and we will be glad to do that. So you can be on RFC. Just send us a voicemail. Just a voicemail. You can tell us to screw off. We just want to have a voicemail.
Can I leave that voicemail?
Yes. I'm actually kidding. We don't want you to voicemail us and say screw off.
I would just like to comment how hilarious the Google attempt that Google Voice attempts to translate Headmaster Don.
Oh, what does it say?
It's actually not that bad, considering.
I guess it's Donna. I'm calling from the middle of nowhere, Virginia. Whoa. Actually, this is really, except for, I guess it's Donna is actually pretty off, but.
But, you know, for a speech recognition system, it's actually doing pretty good.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty fantastic. Okay, let's go ahead and play the Wiki Spotlight. I honestly forgot what it is. It's something to do with the IDW verse and movie verse.
It's about Medea goes to jail.
Oh, Rob.
Right. Awesome.
Oh, Rob. Sorry, we need JD here at least to keep us straight. He'll be back next week.
No, I think we're doing okay.
What you talking about, girl?
Okay, we'll play the Wiki Spotlight.
Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
And thank you, Brian. As he said, it is time once again for the TF Wiki Spotlight. And for that, we go, as always, to the amazing Chris McFeely. What do you got for us, sir?
Just a quick one for you this week, JD. This week's featured article, this month's featured article is this week's TF Wiki Spotlight, because I'm a little bit late behind it and couldn't find anything else off the top of my head. This week's featured article, this month's featured article, good God, I've been up too long doing podcasts. This month's featured article for this week's Spotlight is Walter Simmons, father of, great-grandfather of Seymour Simmons, John Turturro's character from the live-action movies, who I am choosing to draw attention to this week because we've got Dark of the Moon coming up, and the prequel material, all the prequel comics for it, are in the process of coming out, and they're all coming off the back of the recently concluded Sector 7 miniseries in which Walter was the star. And Walter Simmons is just a character worth reading about. Sector 7 was a good comic, and the author, John Barber, is proving himself a great Transformers continuity guru who I want to see do more stuff. And Walter Simmons is at the center of nearly everything that he's done for Transformers so far. So I am vicariously drawing attention to John Barber by drawing attention to Walter Simmons. Go check it out. Summaries of everything he's done in the movie prequel comics from Sector 7 through to his brief appearances in Rising Storm and even the original movie prequel, and the conceptual history of the character and how Barber took different things from the Ghosts of Yesterday prequel novel and the IDW movie prequels from back in 2007 and combined them together to create a very rich history of a character who's evolved and changed a lot after only existing for a very short space of time. He's made it to featured articles, did as off appearing in less than 7 comics, so go check it out. It's worth a read. Walter Simmons, this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates.
Flash Steel Robo Force!
Henry the Conqueror is about to attack Max Steel the Leader!
Wrecker the Demolisher to the rescue!
Ideal's new Robo Force. Warrior robots with gripper bases and crusher arms, each sold separately.
Hundreds escaping!
Okay in there?
Okay, Dad!
But we won't be safe till we're rid of Hundred.
Hundred the Conqueror, Max Steel the Leader, Wrecker the Demolisher, each sold separately. New from Ideal's RoboForce.
Superhero time. Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero time, here we go.
In the world of micros, the only micros that transform are the amazing MicroMaster Transformers. And now the MicroMasters have MicroMaster Transports.
MicroMaster Transformers!
And here in the palm of Optimus Prime's hand are MicroMaster Battle Stations that connect to 4 micro cities.
MicroMaster Transformers, the most incredible micros of all. They're not just small. Transformers!
MicroMaster Transformers, collect them all.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Yeah, we are back, putting on my headset very slowly so that people out there don't think that I was actually away from the computer during that segment. I wasn't exactly. I kind of was, actually. So, yeah, I know. Let's see here. What's going on now? Is it time for... Could it be this day in history?
No.
Yeah, whatever.
Whoa.
You're doing it again, Kilby.
Oh, God. Is it always going to be this way?
Is this real life?
Go ahead.
Okay, we're good.
What's going on this week in history?
Okay, so on April 25th, 2008, it was the first full day of BotCon 2008.
Wow.
I bet some of you got some memories of that you'd like to share with us.
Wait, it was in April?
Which year?
2008.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they moved it back to summer. But yeah, I remember people like rebelled. It was like, we were in school. I have kids in school. School!
Which is the weirdest complaint for a Transformers fan to file against BotCon. I got kids in school.
And they made that complaint while they were at the con.
Yeah. Yes, they. Well, I wasn't at 08, but 07. 07 was around the same time, wasn't it?
And people. 07 was summer.
Yeah. So yeah, people were making that complaint. I remember. Yeah, craziness.
Yeah. No, I remember that. I ate some White Castle. I had brought a little cheap video camera with me to make a video of the thing and never edited the clips together. Made farting noises as the cosplayers walked around while following with a camera. You know, went to
the Rob Springer experience.
Saw some same girl freak out 3 or 4 different times. Once at the, How to Draw Transformers panel with, what's his name, Marcella? I can never say his name.
Marcella Mottier?
That's it. I'm from Georgia, forgive me.
Okay.
We'd call him Mickey. But went to Mickey's art class where he showed us how to draw animated Bumblebee, and this special young lady first she was like, no, it's okay, I've got my own paper, when he's handing out paper to draw. And then she held her hands up like, are we going to be drawing any G1 characters? And he's like, no, we're going to focus on animated. She just stormed out of the room. And he was like,
wow.
Looked very visibly shaken, like, And then, like, he starts throwing his house. She comes walking back in. I'll try it anyway. And then later on, at a Hasbro panel, she gets in line to ask a question. And I look over and see her, and the girlfriend sees her. And I'm sitting next to Chris. He goes by Baruco in the chat. And his wife, Kelly, our girlfriend at the time. And we all see her, and we're like, it's that crazy lady again. What is she going to ask? And she's, like, very patiently waiting, and she asks, do you have any plans on re-releasing the G1 Dinobots or making new toys of the G1 Dinobots? And they were like, not really at this time, no. We just released Classics Grimlock last year, and we're kind of focusing on animated and movies right now. She's like, I'd really prefer it if you guys would focus more on G1. And they're like, well, maybe after the movie wraps up in Universe or when it continues or whatever. And she's like, it would be really good if... Like, at one point, you expected Aaron Archer to be like, you know what? I'm not coming anymore. I've had it.
You know, honestly,
get the same answer every year, guys.
It's not like the Generations aesthetic or the Universe 2.0 aesthetic or the Classics aesthetic was that close to G1. It was, you know, animated was just as close. I mean, you could argue that the animated was G1 characters or G1.
In some ways, animated was kind of closer to the G1 cartoon appearance.
Yes.
I've had this argument with people who've done the whole G1 argument, and most of the time they have no clue that Classics or anything else is out at that time. It's like they just completely ignore G1. You go to Walmart, there's like tracks, and, and they have like, well, it's not like they put something else in the meantime out.
But what does that mean?
Stuff the whole time. But really, just shut up. They forced Prowl and Smokescreen and our stuff into Beast Wars, and they didn't even need to do that. It's never went anywhere.
No.
Wait, Smokescreen?
Well, the Prowl repaint was Smokescreen, kind of Smokescreen. You remember the owl?
Well, yeah. Oh. Smokescreen would have been a good name for a squid, though.
It was. I was going to say Smokescreen was in Beast Wars 2nd, but that was Starscream, and they made a Smokescreen. Smokescreen was what? BB? When it was released in Robots in the Sky.
No, Smokescreen was the smaller robot.
Yeah, BB
robot. Smokescreen was Starscream.
Yeah.
So, sorry, my mind made a strange connection there. Sorry. Okay.
Cool. I do that all the time. I just tend not to actually express them in front of other people.
That's true.
Well, chances are in some other country, and this might be something we don't know about yet, there might be a Smokescreen in Beast Wars, and we just haven't found out yet.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that being possible.
That happens every day still. I mean, Black Cat just recently.
I mean, there's no telling what Smokescreen sounds like in, like, you know, Dutch or Portuguese.
Yes.
You mean where the song comes on, and after it finishes, you hear a voice go, Transformer!
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Hey, XV, why don't you tell us about the iGear Cupheads?
Okay, are you rolling the video?
I am starting now.
Okay, let me find my document.
I like the little box.
They're nice.
But are they necessary, do you think?
Well, do you hate Cup's head?
No, not at all.
Well, then maybe necessary is a little bit strong of a word. But they're nice, yeah. I guess it really comes down to whether you prefer really, really old man Cup or the IDW-style old soldier Cup. If not for the snarling expression, I would say it's a little closer to the cartoon appearance also, but, you know, snarling cigar, that's pretty firmly IDW. In fact, you can even, on Cup's TF Wiki page, there's one comic panel they've scanned where you can basically see that's what the iGear people went to for reference to make this head, because it looks identical.
Really?
Aside from being mirror flipped.
Suck on that spark plug, boy.
Okay, so there's the little plastic box that it comes in, which is actually the packaging. It gets mailed in a bubble mailer, and inside is just the plastic box in like shrink wrap.
You know, when you have the picture there, the three heads side by side, I really do like the Iger head. I got
it. It is. It's a really nice sculpt. They did a really good job sculpting that head. And another thing too is the color match between the green on the head, actually more like turquoise, and the parts immediately around it is basically perfect. The exterior body panels of the cup toy have that like sparkly metal-like thing going on.
How did they do that? There had to be a lead time involved in getting that designed.
Well, we saw the first physical sample of it, I want to say around December. And then it only was actually finished and released in March.
Man, I think that's
adequate time to do, you know, two little heads.
They would really, I think, need, if they did it that close of a job, they would really need an actual physical version of Cup because it's really hard to match or something like that based off of.
I think one of the earliest looks we got at Cup's toy was when Iger posted a picture of it with their custom head on it.
I don't recall.
The forklift driver got him one.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you know what? We got something kind of cool out of it, so there you go.
Yeah,
it works out. If I get a second Cup, I will definitely get that.
They're also doing one in the e-hobby colors, a set in the e-hobby colors. It costs a little more, though.
Are you going to get that?
No, I'm satisfied with the set for the regular color one, and I'll keep the normal head on the e-hobby cup.
I'm more interested in a target master for my cup instead of a new head.
That would be good, too. But, you know, if you get some of the Power Core Combiner mini-cons... They make decent target masters. One thing that I liked about the iGear set is that they actually include a little screwdriver with the set, so you can take the heads apart and switch them.
That's fantastic. That's
great. In case you're a total tool and don't have tools.
Yeah, cool.
The only problem is, are we back on the live video?
Yes.
The only problem is that this is the size of the screwdriver.
Oh.
That looks like screwdrivers I've purchased.
Are you sure that's not a baby screwdriver?
It's very small and awkward to use, but I mean, what do you
want? Is that a Black & Decker, Rob?
Maybe you need it to add water.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's actually...
This is the smallest screwdriver I have, which
maybe you need it to add water. Maybe you misunderstood.
If you wholesale buy electronics from China, directly from China... A lot of time they come with those tiny weird screwdrivers.
Yeah, they do.
Well, yeah, and they're not weird. Screwdriver came out of a piece of computer hardware.
Yeah,
they're not weird. They're formatted for Asian hands.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But
you expect that because it's an Asian.
I have large hands, like really large hands. So I really can't.
I do too. That thing basically disappears between my fingers.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a regular size Sharpie. Look at my hands.
Fantastic.
I had to get out my set of dollar store precision screwdrivers. Yeah,
the one-time screwdrivers.
I only buy Cobalt tools. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the new segment this week, Crave Corner. And following that, we'll be back with this week's topic.
Hey, this is Rob for Radio Free Cybertron, and I'm here today with Cole Stickler, from the Crave Marketplace. I know, I keep saying Stickler. Your name's Stickler. How you doing today, Cole?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, except for saying Stickler. I'm a stickler for saying names wrong, apparently.
Rob is a pro. Yeah, he's a pro at saying things wrong.
Yes, I'm really good at being wrong, so... But this is a new segment we're doing here on RFC. It's called Crave Corner. Or Crave's Corner, or Critter Corner. That sounds pretty good. What do you think?
I like Crave Corner.
Alliteration's good, man.
Yeah, we're going to have the guys from Crave on each week and telling us a little bit about what's going on there. But before we do all that, hey, Cole, why don't you tell us a little bit about Crave?
So currently Crave is a digital marketplace. Currently our only vertical is Transformers, which we love. Eventually we want to have multiple separate marketplaces, but right now we're working on building the Transformers one, and... the site launched last summer, and we've been having a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, I remember finding your postcards or flyer cards at BotCon, and I went and signed up, and then, no offense, promptly forgot about it till my girlfriend pointed it out to me. And I looked back at it again, and I was like, oh, hey, and I've had a lot of fun playing around on it. It's like you get to kind of catalog what you've got.
Yeah, and, well, so yeah, we wanted to bring sort of a social aspect to online collecting. So right. We're, you know, yeah, building it that way.
Yeah, being social in the nerd world is definitely a new thing. That's good.
That's true, honestly.
Yeah, it's the between a message board where whatever, here's an actual social platform, and that's pretty cool in its own right. And also the marketplace is cool because it's not like other marketplaces, which we won't say their name. You can actually buy something without being wiped out from under you at the last minute or whatever. It's no hassle to it. And that's really cool.
Yeah, I guess prior to Crave and other websites, which there's really not another website in your space, at least not in Transformers, eBay has been it. And eBay really sucks for buying Transformers, honestly. It's been a huge pain point for me, personally.
Yeah, well, we found that, you know, on – well, you already named it, but I'm not going to say it. On certain auction sites and other places where you can find Transformers, it's really hard to know who you're buying from. And it's also kind of just difficult to ask them questions to get any information. So we wanted to kind of create a situation where we can put fans in the same room and they can buy and collect from each other and feel like they're, you know, taking pieces off of trading, you know, selling, buying and selling pieces with friends rather than sort of anonymous power sellers.
Yeah, that was one cool thing. I actually compared you guys to being at a fan convention circa 2000 or 1997. That's just like a bunch of guys selling their stuff, and there's no bull crap in between. It's like, that's 50 cents, that's a dollar, that's 500.
What I really like is that the Facebook integration makes it so that you actually deal with a person. You know who the person is. And you know what they look like, and you know if you may know the person. It's if you know they're not like, you know, Reedinger 54, you know, at hotmail.com. It's like, oh, I know him. I bought something from him at BotCon a couple years ago. That's a straight up person. That's really awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. And at worst sake, if you're really concerned, you can click their Facebook profile and be like, hey, this guy just said, what a sucker, just bought this piece of. Wait a minute. You got a little bit of a follow-up there.
It's a great idea, I guess, is what we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they're a little snags. Some people aren't big fans of the comments, but I personally think sort of comments and watching the seller and how the seller interacts with their fans on their listing page gives you a pretty good indication of who you're buying a piece from.
I definitely
if they're really civil and friendly and just want to inform you, that's probably someone you want to buy from, whereas if they're kind of a little more negative, I don't know. I think the social aspect really introduces a new element that tells you a lot about who you're buying from.
I definitely agree because, like, say, somewhere else, if they've miscategorized something, they're not going to change that until something forces them to. While here, if they miscategorize, you got about 50 guys or girls saying, hey, that's wrong. That's G1 Dinobots didn't combine. That's something from the family, you know.
That's something from Family Dollar.
They have no choice but to, oh, you're right. I wasn't paying attention.
It's experts selling to experts.
Exactly.
That's great.
There's no room for a. Not knowing what you're doing here.
Yeah.
I think there's a little room. We try to give people a little cushion.
A little room. Ooh. So what do you see next in the line for Crave in your broad aspect of what you guys are making?
You mean what vertical are we going to try to move into next?
What vertical?
Yeah. Throw it all at us.
Well, we're working on building our Star Wars fan base, actually. We're working on we already have a Crave fan page on Facebook, and we're gathering fans, and we're hopefully going to be launching that sometime in May.
Okay,
cool.
So that's the next step.
So from week to week, what we want to do is sort of find out what the hot item or what are hot items in the Transformers world. We used to do this years ago in conjunction with JD, who's on our podcast, his website, but it was really manual and hard, and Crave's social platform really sort of automates this. It really gives you like a social graph of what's going on. It's really innovative in that respect. So what's hot this week in like the Transformers world that you see?
What's hot this week? Can you guys still see me when I pull up the?
Yeah.
Can you still see me?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Well, I can tell you one thing that's while I'm looking at what's happening right now. I can tell you one thing. The G1 Astro Train is a really popular item, and currently we have one up for $30, and it's the only Astro Train from G1 that's complete that I've ever seen not go in the first day.
Wow.
like pretty much every time a G1 complete Astro Train goes up, it's gone before we even have time to promote it. And there's one that's been sitting up there for 2 days now, and it's kind of making me worried.
That's different. Yeah, usually Astro Train's, he's kind of climbed to that status from being a C-level character to being a toy everyone wants.
Yeah, definitely. And then Warpath, we got our first new Warpath up, and we have a staff rule that we have to leave stuff up for 24 hours before we can buy it ourselves.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Tomorrow it's going to be gone.
See, I couldn't work with something like Crave because I would not make any money.
Yeah, well, I try to
just sign the check over to yourself.
Yeah, well, depending on the week, you know, sometimes I'm really good at controlling myself, and other times it just doesn't happen.
You know, looking at Crave, I see it. There's also a lot of cool things people do that they're selling. Like, for instance, I'm looking at a cup, the recent generation's cup. Mm-hmm. Someone's gone for sale, and they've already upgraded them with the iGear head.
Yeah, I bought the iGear head with the cigar from that seller today, actually.
That is really interesting. I didn't actually think about anyone doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun seeing the workarounds that people come up. Because, you know, we're a new site, and we're always working on the development and getting the new features. But some fans are, I call it positively impatient, because we get to see the type of workarounds they come up with for problems we haven't figured solutions out to yet.
Right.
So, like, you know, people will haggle on the site, and they'll come up with their own solutions for how to combine the shipping or group the products together. And it actually gives us pretty good tips for maybe what direction we should move in terms of web development. So it's a lot of fun just watching the fans interact and figuring out what they want to see. Fortunately, I noticed, we had a pretty record sale the other day. Feel like I came a little unprepared. We'll be editing this, right?
No, we don't edit on this show. it's okay. Our fans are used to it.
There's a random show where you see like stuff going on in the background and stuff. It's part of our flavor, man.
Yeah, we let it fly here.
That's fine, as long as you guys are okay with the.
Oh yeah.
While I look.
Rob will literally get up and walk away in the course of the show.
I'll have the phone ring or the cat knock something over. Right now, he's fallen asleep exactly behind me. But he was just a second ago making a giant racket, so I guess he's tired.
We had a classics, both a classics Ironhide in the same mold, the classics Ratchet both go up and then sell in the same day.
Do you know what they went for? That's something I actually need to purchase.
Yeah, they were fairly competitive pricings. I have the I'm looking at the Ratchet right now. I think the Ratchet was $55 without shipping. They're pricey. I want to get those too, but I haven't found one yet that I'm.
I skipped on those at retail when I saw them a couple of times. I'm like, I'll pick that up later. I regret it to this day.
Yeah. So the Ratchet sold yesterday. One of my favorite things is when I click. We have a promote button that pushes it directly to Facebook, and I'll click promote, and then 5 minutes later, every once in a while, the thing I promoted will be sold. The Ratchet went for $58 on Monday yesterday. And where's that Ironhide at?
Sorry, that's not Chevy.
You guys familiar with the? I mean, I'm sure you guys know about the AWS crash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the site's just not running at top speed since that happened. Then where are the Ironhide?
Yeah, I was actually saying
the hard to find classics are really popular items as well. This is the first Ratchet we've ever had in the classic series. The Ironhides go within a day almost every time.
Right. I'm pretty sure if someone put up a Classics Hot Rod, he might vanish just as quick.
I'm sort of surprised by that, considering the Heroes of Cybertron set, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the Battle in Space.
Battle in Space.
On Walmart, but people want that particular version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that something to do with a third-party kit, right?
Yes.
There's a
third-party armor set that looks really well with that paint job?
Mm-hmm.
I know things. and then the Ironhide went for $49. And that sold yesterday as well. And again, that was I promoted it and it was gone.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool, Cole. Right on.
So I guess we're going to start doing this, weekly, and sort of talk about what's hot in the Transformers world, what are some great deals.
The rest of the weeks.
Yeah, as like a service to the fans to help, you know, help facilitate you finding stuff at a reasonable price, and that's I see that as the value. Like I'm looking at right now, I'm looking at Megatron the Legends going for $6.97 plus $3 shipping. You're not going to find it that cheap on eBay.
No, and that's one of the cool things I like, not just the reasonable price, because we're talking about fans selling to fans, not independent businessmen setting up shop, but, you know, the hassle. Like, you want to buy it, click buy. You've just bought it. There's not the auction snipers to deal with or whatever. It's definitely a cooler thing to do. Yes. Now, if there's a Crave sniper, we're going to have a talk, Cole. Like, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm the guy you talk to about stuff like that, so I will be there.
Fantastic.
And hopefully I won't say stickler.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Today I'll let it slide, but let's get it right from now on.
Next time Cole's taking a crowbar after me, and it's going to hurt.
Okay, that was the first instance episode broadcast, if you will, of Crave Corner. So, fantastic. Rob, what are you doing?
I'm torturing a cat.
Why are you torturing
a cat? That's a very trusting cat, though.
Yeah.
He's on his back, and he's all right with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't usually do that.
Yeah, usually cats will be like, GTFO. Oh, my God, I can't.
He's biting his foot. That's about it.
Yeah,
I hear my cats are fighting now because of this, Rob. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's because one of them. No, I want to poop in front of Daddy first. No, I want to. Oh, yeah. My God.
Rob, are you sure you didn't, like, tranquilize that cat first, full Valium or something?
No, he's only active until you're trying to sleep.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like, you're Six Flags.
Yeah.
That's why we always found it prudent to lock the cats up at night.
Very true.
I wanted to, but...
He's too much of a cat pushover.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump to our topic.
Them, getting up on the counters and rubbing on the dishes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. So we're running short on time, guys. Let's go ahead and jump in. So as the street date nears, what is on your Dark of the Moon shopping list?
Space case.
Space case.
Yes. And Walmart Sideswipe.
Walmart Sideswipe and Space Case. And when's the Leader Megatron coming out? Or is
there
it like, or what is it? What's
it's
the
Voyager? Megatron.
Voyager.
It's Wave 1.
Probably right off the bat and sticking around one. For a couple.
Yeah.
So it's not a leader. Okay.
No. So far there have not been any Decepticon leaders announced, and I think they actually said they weren't doing any this time.
Probably for the fact that they don't sell as well.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah. Is Ironhide, other than to nerds, is Ironhide going to sell to kids like Ironhide?
Sure, you
maybe.
Do.
Maybe kids like, you know, giant stabby knives that you can store on the leg.
I'll just say
that
this.
Is cool, though.
A kid will want to play with a cool pickup truck any day over a snow crab tank.
The design is really intricate, sorry. And it looks like a fantastic toy. But, I mean, his colors and everything really aren't, like, something that's going to grab a kid's attention.
Yeah, but, you know, it's going to be packaged in robot mode, so it's not like it's got to be a cool-looking vehicle. It just has to be a recognizable character from the movie.
So why is it Ironhide?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, there's Bumblebee and there's Optimus. And,
was Ironhide even in Revenge of the Fallen?
I don't remember.
For a few scenes.
Don't point that thing at me.
We can admit that Jetfire probably wasn't a good idea if they wanted to sell.
I can smell him. at the
well,
very
especially
beginning.
Especially since Jetfire died before the end of the movie.
Yeah.
He didn't die. He committed seppuku.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Death is death.
Death is death. That's very true. So, what else? I mean, Megatron looks great. Sentinel Prime looks good. He looks really good.
Cyber.
Yes, he does look good. Ultimate Prime looks good too. The Ultimate Prime looks good too. If he wasn't like $90, but
yeah. It's a tie between the big expensive guys and the little cheap ones for this movie, apparently. And in between, it's like one or two. Of course, I do want those Wreckers guys, because come on, NASCAR robots, that's pretty cool.
I'm going to get one of
them. Southern.
Hey, Southern or not, you got to admit, big, muscly, redneck race cars is like,
you know,
okay.
Working for a company that, you know, had, that was paying for a super speedway and has one of the more prominent drivers in NASCAR today driving for them. It's not just Southerners who are into this crap. I'm not into this stuff, but people all over love NASCAR. So I
like
also
fun vehicle modes, and a NASCAR beats another standard civilian mode any day.
What I really want is like an 80s model Monte Carlo NASCAR car or something like that. Yeah. Back when racing was racing.
The L-Art car. Yeah.
I almost said an El Camino, but didn't realize, well, we got that in First Cup.
Yes, basically.
Yeah. I was playing with my Preview Prime the other day, and the girlfriend made a very striking observation I hadn't noticed yet. It practically is just G.I. Joe Transformers, because this is the Commander class, the new version of Scouts, and it's just like a hair shorter than a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, really? It's 3 3/4 inches?
Just a hair. Let me grab a Joe.
Maybe
right
like 3.5.
Like, not even that much. It's like maybe an odd centimeter.
I really do.
So 3 5/8.
Let's see. Let me get the Sartan out right quick.
I really do hope they actually in MechTech, since they decided to so far keep pretty mum on the fact that they're going to make that third guy. So
yeah,
hopefully it won't be like the RC triplet thing going on.
Yeah, so I mean, that is essentially the same size as the GM.
What is that? What is that? Just the 90 Zartan?
Yeah, this is Ninja Force Zartan. Or yeah. The Cobra Ninja Force Zartan.
Very nice.
But yeah, it's practically G.I. Joe Transformers. Which isn't a bad thing, it's just how come I didn't make that observation considering they have little faces and stuff?
So he's much shorter than, you know, the old Scouts, huh?
It's just
a little bit jumped up legend, really.
No, there's a bit. It's got more articulation than a Legend.
No, the Legend has become Legion, so that class still exists.
Yeah, it's just got remolded hands because they're reusing a lot of those Revenge of the Fallen molds. Where's my let me do a comparison here.
Human Alliance is pretty sweet looking.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at like the Human Alliance Ice Pick, which is the snowmobile one. Yeah. Just because a snowmobile Transformer is kind of interesting.
Yeah, the basic Human Alliances are amazing looking.
And they're the same price point as the Power Core Combiner 2-pack.
That was that was what I was really shocked by during the Toy Fair coverage. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good difference.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Whoa. And there's, that's like, we're talking about this has knee joints, thigh joints, you know, almost G.I. Joe level articulation, you know, maybe just like the waist. The waist on this one, he doesn't have the little swivel thing, but yeah, much. It's
But you know what this means, though? It means we need a new rat trap done in that, because rat trap should be about the size of a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, you know, actually, that would there would be some sort of scale there.
Yeah,
with the whole oil problems and all that, I really wouldn't be surprised if Cyberverse is the new norm before long.
Oh yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense to use the movie line to introduce that because the movie line generally sells. I can't really call it the license to print money anymore because Revenge of the Fallen kind of broke that streak.
Visually, 23 in chat says that Human Alliance reminds him of the Mask figures, and really, that's really apt.
I was thinking that myself. It was like, what? Would they eventually maybe put the Mask on there as a subline? Because that would be awesome.
We already have Mask in G.I. Joe.
Yeah, so they could.
That would work out perfectly.
I think if the small Human Alliance figures manage to catch on well enough, I could see that happening later on.
Mm-hmm.
They're hair smaller than the Mask figures. Not that it matters.
What?
The Human Alliance figures are just a hair smaller than the Mask figures, aren't they?
Yeah, it would totally work.
I mean, it's really unimportant, the size scale. It's not like it's not like with G.I. Joe or 3 3/4 inches ingrained into what that line is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would be neat.
It would totally work. Or they don't even have to do it as Transformers. They could just literally use the molds in G.I. Joe, which would be kind of odd at first, but they did that with Microman with Transformers molds.
Which was still odd, especially when they used Action Master Prime's truck.
Action Master Prime's truck and the two G2 motorcycles.
The motorcycles I can see, they are exactly the right size for a 3 3/4 action figure.
That is very true.
I actually put one of the comic series Iron Man figures that came out with Iron Man 2 on whatever sideways from Robots in Disguise. You know, that worked. And what does Iron Man need with a motorcycle?
Same reason Superman needs a four-wheeler.
You know, I was going to say that I don't really know that we're going to get smaller Transformers because that just doesn't make sense to me. But, like, most of the Hasbro toy line is moving to 3 3/4 inches, it seems like. I mean, all the movie stuff is basically 3 3/4 inches. I mean, do they even make the Marvel Legends anymore?
Not really.
All the Marvel stuff you see is 3 3/4 inches.
They're starting to move back into the 6-inch scale with the Marvel stuff. Like, there's the Iron Man toy line now where there's some of those figures scaled up like that.
Oh, yeah.
Toys R Us exclusives. I believe they said at Toy Fair that next year they're going to reintroduce the Marvel Legends.
Yeah, but I have no interest in those toys anymore. There's so many of these 3 3/4 inch toys now that sort of have fleshed out their own universe.
It's easier and faster to get a full set of the 3 3/4 inch ones because they're cheaper-ish. I mean, you're still paying $8 for a G.I. Joe-sized Spider-Man, but
it's funny, but strangely enough, I kind of like the G.I. Joe-sized Spider-Man better.
Yeah. It can interact with your G.I. Joe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had some Mego Pocket Pals because, you know, they were on clearance when I was a kid, and they fit right inside of Star Wars stuff. And, you know, for kids, that's, you know, you got to remember kids, the main target here. Hey, yeah. I can shove Iron Man in the Ninja Turtle van.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
It works out. Not to mention Marvel Legends. Stop and think for a second. How long? That line's been going on for like a decade now. How many more Legends can they crank out for like...
Well, the problem with those is, I mean, the fans want are these obscure characters that aren't going to work at that scale because nobody wants them. I mean, nobody really wants... another Black Bolt or something like that. So, he can't speak. He's the most powerful guy in the Marvel Universe. Fans don't want that. Or kids don't want that.
Oh, great. They made a Beyonder.
Yay. I would like a Beyonder. Did they make a Beyonder? I would actually buy a Beyonder.
You know what the Marvel Universe line got us that Marvel Legends didn't? It got us a 3-pack of Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Oh, holy crap.
I told you about it when it was out. You just never moved on it.
Wow. But did it have Aunt May?
No.
And her dog?
No, the dog came later with a separately released Mary Jane figure.
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
Which we also saw at Toy Fair 2010, I think. Or was it Comic-Con? That might have been Comic-Con. I don't know. We do too much of this stuff.
Yes, we do.
So what happens when it's your hobby?
Yes. God, we're so old. We are so old. Okay. Anything else coming along in the Transformers Dark of the Moon line that we're interested in?
Toys. That's enough toys.
Are there any good like role play weapons set to come out?
I haven't bought a single role play weapon, not one.
I haven't bought one since Energon, so. Well, I do got that Prime helmet, so scratched that.
Yeah.
I'm actually after the toys because, from what we know now, I'm saying Cyberverse, Human Alliance, and you know the odd mech tech. There's gonna be some crap coming out we don't know, so you know I can't really speak too much of that because there might be something coming along. And I'm like, I can't live without that. But the odd licensing stuff has really got me excited more than anything.
Like your ring pops,
or pins, or belt buckles, or hey, I got a barbecue Stacticon. Stuff like that. It's like, you mean for one day I can buy nothing but Transformers product and not be looked at weirdly? Like, Bumblebee Snickers are good. You know, that stuff's fun.
So are Bumblebee Snickers dyed yellow?
Yeah, but they tasted a little sweeter to me. I don't know if it's just yellow in my imagination, but they seemed like a little bit... I liked them better, okay? I'll have all of these...
Fantastic. Okay, let's go ahead.
I'm sure it's yellow when it comes out, too.
Oh.
That has, to do with something else, though.
Okay.
Let's, I don't drink enough milk.
The other way.
Let's go ahead and jump to Twitter Theater. Rob, what in the heck was this week's Twitter Theater?
Well, I decided to not frighten people this weekend.
you'll have to go to tfvideo.net to watch.
Yeah, it's so, like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, we're not showing it during the show.
Yeah, for the best.
It was cute. I liked it. It was awesome.
It weirded me out.
It reminded me of home when I was a child.
It's basically a slightly pretentious independent film short, but
the best part.
Yeah, but the serious thing is that the whole plot is about this kid named Ping who just loves Transformers. It's pretty much us all as kids, or every day, really. Except for, you know, depending on if you're Buddhist or not. And, you know, the plot line is, you know, it's the time to do the Buddhist worshiping of the grandmother who's dead. And, you know, his mother tells him to make a wish while he's doing the bowing with the incense. And he, like any other kid, I want some more Transformers, you know. That's what he's going to wish for, not prosperity or anything. And, you know, he goes the whole time and he argues with his little friend who's like, that's not how things work. And his mom's like, that's not how things work. And Ping don't care. He's going to sleep with his little sticker book and all sorts of stuff. And then his brother comes to visit and brings them all a gift.
The kid's like 13. And he's
so it's like, where'd you go? They kicked me out.
Went across the street.
His brother gets a wild idea. Because,
my friend's missing a Transformer.
Yeah, Ping's already asleep. His mother gets the idea to put the gift by his bed so he can wake up. Grandma got me Blaster. There's nice little things like crayon drawings of Transformers placed around the house, and like long hauls just randomly sitting on the coffee table and stuff like that. It's a fun little video with no complete.
It was very nostalgic.
Yeah, it's a fun little thing. It's fun for what it was. I don't know if it's supposed to be set in the 80s or what, because all he had was like 80s guys. But, you know,
I mean, he had
out.
One of those new sticker books, right?
Yeah, that was weird.
It looked newer. It definitely looked newer. But then again, the director might have been like, all I wanted when I was a kid was a Transformer, so this is why he's going to want Transformers. All I know is these old ones, so I'm going to get the old ones. And he probably picked us up. Hey, it's got old ones in it.
Yeah.
You know, some guy.
It's the recognizable stuff. I mean,
yeah, a film festival guy is not going to go, hey, that was Dreamwaves that came out. They're going to go, oh, okay, he's looking at sticker. So
yeah,
it works.
I don't think anybody's going to care about that.
Except us. God, duh, it's not accurate. Writing you an email, Ping Maker. Because I don't know your name. Ping Maker.
Ping Maker.
Ping Maker.
That totally made me, I don't know, it got me a little nostalgic about, not the Transformers part, because, you know, everybody wanted those all the time, but just the family thing was pretty funny.
Really?
It's like, yeah, I was, you know, I had to do a lot of that crazy stuff when I was a kid.
Right.
And I didn't understand it either, so I did pretty much the same thing. It's like, I want this and this and this, and like, that's not how it works.
Well, you know, like, obviously I'm not Buddhist or from a Buddhist family, being from Georgia, but
Buddhists? I've met white Buddhists.
Yeah, but I'm talking about real ones, not fakos that watch something on Discovery Channel, you know?
But, there was a guy who actually was at my parents' house.
Yeah, I know. I was making a joke. But it makes me nostalgic of the fact that just being a kid, and of course, like us, it's already on our minds every day, but we got stuff like work and paying the bills to get on our mind. Or when we were in college, it was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to wake up and write on ATT, and and what am I going to eat today? It really captures the whole kid-like innocence of just wanting your favorite thing all the time. And arguing with the jerk kid tells you that's not how it works.
That was me.
That's basically every day.
Yeah. This is us if we were shorter.
So it's Ender's life?
Practically, except the kid was happy about the Transformer. You got me this one?
Well, it's just because we all miss Ender, Brian.
We do
miss
Ender. Yes, Ender
we
Hopple.
Do. He should come back.
Okay, so is that it for this week?
It kind of has to be, doesn't it?
I guess so. We are running long, really long. We got to do Nissan Wave next, so if you're watching live, tune in. Momentarily, we will broadcast New Sound Wave. If you're not watching live, you're listening to the podcast, check us out, tfradio.net. Lots of podcasts, lots of awesome stuff that you could be listening to or watching. Wouldn't you love to? So for the guys, we'll be back next week. Full compliment next week. JD and John DeLuna will be back. Guys, thank you for being here. We'll see you next week.
Oh.
Bye-bye. This has
been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.